It's Sam Panayotovic here for WGN Radio. We are in the region. We're in Munster, Indiana, for the Serbian national baseball team, and we're joined by the manager, Nikola Vucevic. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, and thank you, WGN, to come here to interview us, and we want to invite you to all the games.
Why is the Serbian national team in America? That's a long way from home. Why make the trip to come here and play baseball?
We came here because we have a European Championship B pool in Belgrade, so we come to prepare, and one of our greatest friends, George Grkinic, invite us here and do all the sponsoring, and we are here now to play five games and practicing during our stay here in the States.
How long is that trip? How long from Serbia to Indiana? How long did that take?
It was with all plane changes and the cars around 17 hours.
That's it, only 17 hours. That's a full day of travel. So I'm looking at the list here. You guys are going to play five games at Oil City, which is in Whiting. Three against the Oilmen, one against the Hammond Lakers, and then one against the Midwest Collegiate All-Star team. That's quite a list of competition. Are you excited to get to play so many different teams?
Yeah, of course. We are excited that we came to the States, and we are excited to play the games at U.S. soil right now, you know.
Now, when I think of Serbian sports, I think of basketball, I think of soccer. When did baseball start becoming so popular? When did baseball become a big thing in Serbia?
Actually, it's not a big thing, but we are trying to develop it because of, you said there is a major sports in Serbia like soccer, volleyball, basketball. So baseball is not so popular, but we try to get many players to play or kids to play baseball in Serbia, so we are trying, and we hope in next few years we will try to grow it more and more.
Your oldest player is 42. Your youngest player is 16. That's quite a big gap in age. How does that work out? How does the team get along together?
They're good because some of the players playing in the same teams in Serbia, so we don't have any problems because the age difference. The older guys are trying to develop the younger guys, you know, to give them advices and everything. And because we don't have so many players in Serbia, that's the reason of that big gap, you know. So,
how will you get more players down the road? What's the biggest challenge to keep baseball growing in Serbia? How do you keep it up?
We go every year to primary schools in our towns, and we pick up the kids who are coming to practices. The most biggest problem is that we don't have a good infrastructure for baseball. We have only one baseball field in Serbia, which is in Belgrade. And we are trying to make another baseball fields in other cities, but this is our main goal right now.
Only one field in Serbia?
Yes, only one field in Serbia.
That sounds amazing, because you look here in America, there's a field on every block in Serbia. So you have to pick the whole team up. I imagine you drive them, you transport the team around. You're like the coach, the chaperone, and even the father for some of these guys.
Yes, of course. We are because I am from Novi Sad, it's 60 miles from Belgrade. So sometimes we go once a week to Belgrade to practice, and all our men's game, league game, are playing in Belgrade also, you know.
Do you ever show your players major league highlights? Do you have them watch games, or is it more just pick it up on the fly when you practice?
Some of them are watching Major League because they are subscribers of Major League TV. They love baseball, you know, and sometimes we show them on practices, on camps or something. But, you know, when they come to baseball practice, they love it, you know, and they watch baseball a lot, you know.
I see Billy Anderson here in the lobby. He went to Serbia in 2008, a longtime manager at TF South in Lansing. What did he mean to Serbian national baseball when he came across the sea and tried to help out?
Yeah, it was a big thing. He helped us a lot, and he got good experience with us. Some bad experience, but we are full of stories. But he helped us a lot, you know. He showed us some things, and he's still helping us with some things like equipment and advices, you know. So
you brought it up. Since you've been the manager, I need the best story with the team, and then I need the worst story with the team. What do you got?
From where? From
just being at the head of the program. You said you had good stories and bad stories. We'll start with the good story. What's been the best story going back X amount of years since you've been the manager?
Oof, I don't know. So I cannot remember. I know the best
story. Don't swear. We can't swear. If you're going to swear, swear in Serbia.
No, I will not swear. You know, the best story is right now that we are in the States. And we have good stories that we have one of the Japanese friends who took us twice in Japan high school team. We was 2012, 2016. That is a very nice story. We was there, and one of the funniest story with Bill Anderson is like when he came to Serbia and he started being national team coach. I told him like, hey, coach, you will have 22 players on the field, and you have to pick 15 who will go to Croatia to the championship. And first practice, the show only 9 players show up, and he turned out to me and it's like, how can I pick 15 from 9, you know? So, and that story will follow me all my life, you know, and he always brought that. But it was okay at the end, you know.
Well, you're building. You're still trying to build. I mean, this is something that isn't, it hasn't been around forever. I was curious because when you and I first started speaking, this was about a week ago, you asked me to come out and practice. You don't want to see me on the field. That's my brother. If I get on the field, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I know. It's like everybody to know that we have 300 players total with all the kids and adults who are playing baseball right now in Serbia. So we don't have great choice of players, but we are trying to build something, you know.
You realize for some of your players, this is going to be one of the best trips of their lives. I mean, this is going to be, they're going to never ever forget this, coming to America to play baseball.
I think nobody will, not some of the players, nobody will forget this, you know. The experience, it's great experience. Once again, I want to take George Gerkinich and Ralph Flores and Tina Flores and everybody else who helped us to come here, you know, because this is a great thing, great trip, great opportunity for Serbian baseball, and it would probably be a big impact for Serbian baseball.
Are you more like Joe Maddon? Are you more calm and cool, or are you more like Lou Piniella? Do you go out there and kick bases and throw umpires around?
It depends, you know, what's happening on the field, you know. I can be both, you know.
If I were to ask you just about your team, just generally speaking, is it a better pitching friendly team? Is it more fielding? Do you guys hit the ball well, or is it kind of a mix of everything?
I think it's a mix of everything. You know, if you compare to the quality of baseball in the United States, we can say that we are something between high school and college. You know, so we'll see tonight when we play first game and see how it goes.
First game is tonight. It's on Friday night in Whiting at Oil City Stadium. They've got 5 games, the Serbian national baseball team, 3 against the Oilmen, 1 against the Hammond Lakers, and then 1 against the Midwest Collegiate All-Star team. Nikola Vucevic is the manager. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck. Let's get some wins here.
Thank you for having us here. And we'll try to win some games, of course.